rockets take aim at an airport in Ukraine. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Ukrainian President Zelensky reports another city under attack. Fox's Trey Yingst is in Kyiv.
We are learning from Ukrainian President the town of Vinnytsia has been hit with 8 rockets. That according to President Zelensky of Ukraine. He says the airport there has been destroyed. Now, this is significant because this is an area that previously was not taking a lot of Russian fire. And it shows that Russian forces are expanding their attacks within this country. It's close to the border with Moldova. And again, it is significant because we've seen a lot of the attacks focused on the southeastern part of this country and the northern part of this country.
The UN says more than 1.5 million Ukrainian refugees have fled the country 11 days into the Russian invasion. Israel's prime minister meeting with Russian President Putin Saturday before speaking with Ukraine's Zelensky and then meeting with German Chancellor Scholz. A Ukrainian Winter Olympics star is in hiding.
Oleksandr Abramenko won the silver medal in aerial freestyle skiing a little over 2 weeks ago. The 33-year-old was Ukraine's flag bearer for the opening ceremonies. Abramenko texted to the New York Times Friday night that he was in his apartment building's parking garage with his wife and 2-year-old son. He wrote that, like all men his age, he is not allowed to leave Ukraine and is not sure if his wife and son will become refugees. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Severe weather is expected in parts of Mississippi and Tennessee.
That's the storm that today is going to eject out in towards the Central Plains and bring another round of severe weather, especially parts of Arkansas, southern Missouri, right around the confluence there of the Mississippi and the Ohio River. So we're going to watch that. One other threat for severe fire threat today, and that's across parts of West Texas and parts of New Mexico.
Fox Weather Chief Meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox. Yes.
At least 600 homes evacuated in Florida's panhandle as a wildfire ripped through the area, 12 homes damaged, 2 destroyed. Low humidity, strong winds, and downed trees from Hurricane Michael in 2018 fueling the fire. President Biden is traveling to Texas this week.
The president will visit Fort Worth Tuesday to talk veteran affairs in a discussion the White House says that will center around upholding the country's sacred obligation to veterans, in line with comments the president made during his State of the Union speech for Congress to pass a law bolstering veteran benefits. The president has been traveling more this year to promote his agenda and as he looks to salvage low approval ratings over the economy, crime, the border, and his handling of the COVID crisis amid strong headwinds for Democrats heading into the 2022 midterms. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Utah's governor says he will veto legislation which would have banned transgender athletes from girls' sports.
What passed in the Utah Senate on Friday night was a far cry from the original bill, which called for a commission to determine eligibility of individuals. And Republican Governor Spencer Cox says he will veto it. Under the legislation, athletes born boys would not be able to play on the girls' team, no matter how they identify. 11 other states already have similar laws. LGBTQ advocates are fighting for inclusion, while social conservatives are looking to preserve fairness, and Governor Cox says he wants compromise. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
Cautious optimism at a veterans hospital in Georgia. More than 4,600 patients notified of possible exposure to bloodborne pathogens like hepatitis and HIV. Medical instruments not properly sterilized at the Carl Vinson Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Dublin. Hospital officials report no new infections, but they continue to test people. I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.